Hey, it's the Fans of Monday, Stephen Anthony. And I'm waiting for some friends to come over. Now, they should be here any second, but I thought I'd just do a quick boom. Those of you that don't hear me play a stringed instrument, this is a baritone ukulele. I don't like ukuleles, actually. I don't like the sound of them. They're a bit too tinny sound, a bit too twangy sounding for me. However, this is the ukulele that ukulele players don't really like. One, it's a lot bigger than a regular ukulele, and two, it tunes in a different key to a ukulele. It's the same four strings that you would find as the top four strings on a guitar. Hence why it sounds like a guitar, but it's much smaller than a guitar. So it's bigger than a ukulele, much smaller than a guitar. So you've got the E string that you would have on a guitar. You've got the B string you would have on a guitar. The G string and the D string. But the A and the bottom E are missing. So it's just like playing the top four strings guitar. Much easier to play. You have frets running up the neck, and they're like little fences that you jump your finger over or slide your finger over the top of. So when you're on the flat part of the neck, so not sitting on a fence, that's seen as a fret. So you go one fret over the fence, two frets over the fence, three frets. I'm holding down high string in a minute, which then when I strum gives you the chord of G. That's how easy it is to do a chord of G with one of these. So you literally, again, on the first string I jump over the first fret, so I'm on the second fret, then over the fence again, so I'm on the third fret, hold it down. So are other chords that easy? Well, E minor is. We're going to go to the fourth string, and we're going to go first fret on the fourth string, then jump over the fence onto the second fret, and when we strum, there's an E minor. I should have tuned this actually, but there's an E minor. Now, you do have to hold down several frets on certain keys. So if you wanted a C, for example, you would go to the second string, so not that one, but this one, and hold down the first fret so we don't jump any fences. Then we're going to pass the third string, go to the fourth string, and we're going to hold down the second fret so we jump one fence. And then we've got... So now, the three chords there are G, E minor, C, and then we can go back to G. So it is an instrument that you can also buy them with a socket on them where you can plug a cable in and link it to your amplifier. So if you've got an amplifier, it becomes semi-acoustic then, and so you can add reverb to this thing and all kinds of things. Now that's called cotton picking, and again it's just down to practice really to get that kind of rhythm so it stays steady. So yeah, this is a baritone ukulele, and I'd better switch off now because I should imagine any second my doorbell's going to ring. And I'm going to have guests here, and I will show them this instrument, because I don't believe either of my guests have seen one of these instruments before. My new computer, I've had a new computer built, super duper type of computer. Don't know enough about computers and things. Apparently The gigahertz is a good sign that it's a good computer. So it's more than 4 gigahertz. So I believe that's a good thing. All I know is that it will work very well with my music technology once I've got everything up and running. Because I only know one software well, and it's a music software, when it would be. I don't know any other softwares, not even Word documents. I can't even do tables or anything like that in a Word document. I can cut and paste and that's about it. But when it comes down to Sonar, I know Sonar, the actual software, very well. It's how to set it all up. I've not got a clue. Have I got anything else to say, or am I just rambling whilst relaxing? You can hear in my voice that when I'm playing just chords on here, it's really therapeutic. And I've got my window open so you can hear cars passing by. One of them will slow down shortly, and that will be the car, hopefully with my guests, unless they've come to take me away. Strumming, just before we go. Some people strum these with their index finger just coming down like that. So your nail is on the string like that. I try to use 3 fingers coming down, so it's 3 nails just touching the strings very lightly. And it's to get your strum so it's steady. You do have to do that. Just keep sort of strumming, just to get yourself a nice steady strum. The upward strum, I quite like coming up with my 3 fingers separately. So it gives it a Spanish feel. I thought that was the car then. I thought they were here. What else can I show you before we go? Oh yes, there are chords where you do have to hold down 4 strings, such as the B minor. That is one I can't do in the middle of a song. I have to sort of slowly find it, but I will get there, but it's not there at the moment. Now, you may have heard of bar chords, and that's that. I didn't know what that meant, but basically, you allow your finger to become one of the fences, so your index finger would hold down the 4 strings at the same time. Then you allow your other fingers to hold down other strings. Now this is tricky. So that's an F chord. That sounds like a taxi. I'm gonna have to go. So I will speak to you all soon. Yeah, I believe that might be the taxi.
Start recording.